Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's happening, people? Welcome to General Banter Podcast. Am I too raspy? Does that sound raspy?
Yeah.
Two rasps? Too raspy? Is that good?
I have no idea. I think you're just old and sound like that.
Right. Well, that's professional for me to keep adjusting the sound as we go. Let's plug things real quick. Lavery's Comedy Club's tomorrow night, 20th of September.
Yep.
We've got Ryan Cullen, who is going on last. He's from, if you go on the YouTube channel Facts, which has fucking millions of subscribers, their videos get millions of hits. He's always on there being less than excited about things. That's his style, you know what I mean? If you think I'm good at slagging shit off, that's his fucking job. But he's got one-liners, and they're wild funny and dirty. He's headlining. Alan Irwin's always hilarious, with a small ginger face, and who else is on? I might do a short spot, try some new material.
Oh,
about going to the gym and various things that we've done in our life recently. So, who else is on? Aaron McCann's emceeing.
Oh, is Aaron coming?
Aaron coming, yep. Aaron. He was doing another gig and then I talked him out of it.
Really?
And then they cancelled it, I think.
Oh, so it worked out okay.
Yeah, so fuck them. Also, that's it really. The podcast is still sponsored by Beer 52, apparently. I should probably contact them and be like, is this still a thing? And then they'll be like, oh, sorry, we didn't email you. You've sold 600,000 cans. Which has happened before, not 600,000, but I'll be like, by the way, I've been talking about this. 600,000. Is this still working? And they're like, oh, yeah, you've had fucking 700 orders of cases of beer. So,
I know, imagine you not being on top of things, Cole.
I'll be on top of you, ground and pound, in a minute. I'm joking.
That's right.
See, I had to go violent with it, because if I just said I'd be on top of you, that'd be kind of gross. But that's disgusting. It, really. Buy a ticket. Oh, wait. Let me play the intro. We'll talk about it in a minute, because then you'll take me more seriously.
Colin, this is all over the place.
Maureen, what do you know about podcasting? Next, if to nothing, if anything. When was the last time you had a successful podcast? When was the last time I had a successful podcast? I'd love one.
Just play the intro, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if... I mean, no, my luck, this lead's not going to work. Oh, too loud. Too loud. Maureen took my lead to a bloody gangster rap party the other night. And,
I did.
I haven't seen the likes of it since.
Hold on.
Hold on. Ready? Here's the intro.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. I think I definitely just like did a big sniff. Straight through that. Maureen has written on a page, London, Glasgow, Ulster Hall. And the reason I play the intro first is because what a lot of people do is go, oh, he plugs stuff at the start. Let me skip right through the intro. Ha! Honey dicked. I'm going to plug other things now. By the way, I've been mentioning the Ulster Hall gig every week since forever. And I've never checked the ticket sales. Number one, because I'm never on top of things. And number two, because I'm never on top of things, and number two, because I'm scared. I was scared to check it in case they're like, you've sold 13 tickets. Even though I know the balcony had sold out. Which means if you buy a ticket from now on, you just buy a general admission to the General Banter show. Fitting or what?
Imagine.
So I checked the tickets, and they were... it took me a minute to decipher the fucking page, but they were like, blah, 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 you know, paid, reserved, all this shit. And there's like... there literally is not a lot of tickets left. And the other day, there was about 200 tickets left.
Yeah.
So there may have been more sold. So I need to check again. But
that was...
well, as we speak.
A week and a half ago, there was 200 tickets. As we speak,
they're probably dripping away pretty quick.
Which is nothing, actually. Like, it's maybe, you know, a few groups of... and like,
I said this, but last year, when we were doing the General Banter Comedy Squad gig, the week before, there was about 200 tickets left. And they got down to about 100, and then on the last like 3 days or something, they all went, and then that day people just were nipping in and buying them, and they were totally gone.
That's fairly standard for any show.
Yeah, they sell out on the day.
They sell out loads of four, and then there's a big gap, and then people just buy them if they know that sort of 2 weeks that they can go or not. You know, sometimes it's too far in advance for people to know.
Yeah, I can't organize things in advance.
The problem now, yeah, we're terrible at organizing that. We're like, oh, we should have really thought about that and booked that thing. But the problem now is, if anyone is thinking of waiting, there legitimately may not be any tickets left in about,
I mean, it's,
to the end of the month.
It's maybe a fucking, it is like a sales tactic to be, guys, tickets are going
fast.
Yeah,
there's no tickets left, but.
But that's usually like a week of or 2 weeks before type thing. I was legit surprised how many tickets I'd sold. So like, all I can say is if you want to go, I mean, I've had messages from people going, oh, you know, I'm coming from fucking Canada or something bullshit.
In fact, and I don't obviously see much of your messages, but there's a few messages you'll be like flicking and I'm like beside you or something. And you get like about 10 Snapchats a day of like bought tickets. So there's a lot of people do be buy things in
yeah,
advance.
And they're only the ones that send it.
Not like us. Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah, if people want, because there's even like close sort of friends and family of ours are like, how do I buy tickets? And obviously we're trying to be like, we can maybe sort, but at the same time, we can't guarantee they'll get one because you're only allowed a very small amount of sort of comp tickets yourself.
Yeah, they only allow like 10 comp tickets. Yeah. And on the feedback from the tickets, 4 of them were gone already. I was like, who the fuck is getting them? Bet you it's like,
them. Teresa's son loves Saruman, buy the blender, get on the fucking ticket.
I don't know if they can do that.
Nah, Teresa's son can get the fuck out of my life.
Anyway.
Yeah, so that's...
You should probably check them again. You should do like a...
Well Shane told me... Like Shane final, told me you can get a weekly update, and I was like, well, maybe they just didn't worry about it with me because it was flying out. Maybe. I'm only joking.
Maybe when there's like literally maybe 100 or 50 or 20 or whatever, like a small... Just be like, that's literally it. There you go. It's your last chance. Because you guarantee still, on the week of it or the day of it, can I get tickets? Yeah. You know, that always happens, but...
Or they'll be like, mate, where's your show tonight?
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that shit all the time.
Can you pay on the door?
Yeah. Come on to Lavery's tonight, mate. Where's Lavery's? Do you do any other shows in Lavery's? Literally never out of the fucking place. Should literally have a bed in it.
Yeah, you're constantly plugging Lavery's. Are you doing any gigs in Belfast recently? I literally run a comedy club.
All the fucking time. All fucking time.
So many
mate, just wondering. Do you ever gig in Belfast?
Yeah. When are you next in the Empire? Never, so.
Yeah, actually.
Run my
not
own.
Allowed in it, probably, so.
Not because the comedy, just because of the violence.
All the other, other lads have been in the Empire of late. So there's a lot of numbers to be deleted off my phone. Is all I'm saying.
That's funny because like
a few
you can give less
there's
of
a few,
shit about
there's
that,
a few photos at the door, with a big red X to it.
Owen Lavery's.
Woodsy.
No.
Big red X to his
get
face.
Lost, Woodsy.
Kick rocks.
Get stuffed.
Screw you, Woodsy, alright? Go F yourself.
The rest of your gang?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
You and the rest of your cronies. But yeah, apart from the Ulster Hall, there's also a London gig happening at the Museum of Comedy. That's happening on the 30th of November. So if you know people in London, you know, if you're a member of the Northern Ireland Supporters Club around the corner from the Museum of Comedy, tell everyone about it, all the tickets.
Yeah. In fact, the last time, people probably remember you saying that anyway, but the last time, again, it was like oversubscribed. Too many people wanted to come in that first night.
Yeah, that's the problem. Like, people rolled up on the day and the thing was already gone. Now, that was a joint show with me and Shane, but like...
Then there was a second night, which
was
good at least.
Second night, yeah. I didn't enjoy second night so much. The first one was so rowdy and
that's because
explosive.
Everyone wanted to go that night, and then the rest was just people who couldn't go maybe with their friends. It's all a really good night, though.
But I'm playing there on the 30th of November. If you go, type in Museum of Comedy, call and get us. Buy a ticket. If you're in London.
It's a cool wee place as well, because it's right in Leicester Square.
Also, if you're into comedy and you're a Northern Irish or Irish, is there no such thing as Northern Irish? Is there? Whatever. But if you're in London and you're like, you know, I'm sick of all these London comedians being like, isn't it weird to be on the tube? You know? And, I was going to write tube bombs there. go look up the Museum of Comedy lineup because Tom the Bear's going I'm pretty sure Aaron's going, if I'm not mistaken. Is he? Has he got another gig
there? I think so. Well, he was mentioning that.
I don't know that's true or not. But anyway, there's a bunch of comedians going over all the time to do that wee venue. And also, what was I going to say? There's maybe a Glasgow gig in the mix. So if you're hearing this podcast and you're from the Scotland area, if you're from Glasgow or would travel maybe from Edinburgh to Glasgow on a train, if you give me fuck, send me a tweet or a Snapchat or something and just be like, yeah, I'd be so up for that, you know, just so that me and McCann are one in the dark and shitting our knickers.
They're booking it, but it's like you're still in the back and forward with venues.
Well,
part, aren't you, to try and confirm?
I mean, what you're dealing with is like, you know, you're mailing these people and it's a fucking bar manager who's not in till 4 o'clock or something. And you know what I mean? So, that's where we're at with that. So,
exciting would that be?
The run would be Glasgow, London, big Belfast gig.
Big Belfast.
Big old fucking Belfast gig. Touch my clam. And that's it. That's all the plugs done.
But would you not be so excited to go to Glasgow? Because we haven't really been back.
And we used to live there, for God's sake.
So I think, no matter what, we'll be going over to Glasgow at some point in the next couple of months.
Just
to drink and have a good time.
I would stay for a couple of minutes, probably.
For sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Do you know what's the saddest thing?
What?
The saddest thing of the last week that I found out was the vast majority of last week's podcast was me basically slagging off this guy and the fact that he couldn't rap. And then right after the podcast, I found out that it was a piss take. So this was not an organic moment. Yo! God! The thing goes and boom. Boom, boom. You done know. Big shock. Yo, yeah. Alright. Fire the booth. So, very sad times, me thinking that was real, and then finding
but
out.
But you had an inkling that it was a joke, because you and Aaron had been talking about this about 3 days before, being like, it's probably a joke, I bet you he's a comedian. So you had talked about this, but
maybe because
no one knew.
There was no way, like, a rapper would be that sort of, like, rude to someone that were on his fucking show.
Yeah, I think that's what gave it away, really.
Don't make jokes, bro, don't make jokes. But, yeah, it was funny. But, like, see, short, like, isn't it weird how you can do something like that? And I know the guy's one of those, like, this is a black guy thing, right? And it happens in comedy and music and everything, and rap and across the board. Black dudes love, you know, like I'm pretty sure his YouTube channel was called, like, the guy's called Michael Dapa, which, why was he not internet famous before Dapper Laughs? And then he could have literally been Dapper Laughs. Anyway, sad times. But, like, his thing's called MD, you know, like Michael Dapper Entertainment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. These guys are... It is a black thing. That's not racist. But they have no problem with, like, huge self-promotion. So, it's not like a wee silly white boy, like, oh, yeah, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was like, bang, that's me famous now. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna fucking charge forward like a bastard. Vivo videos. Everything was up, ready to go. He was in some giant nightclub.
Yeah.
Running
out.
Oh,
yeah, like, it was like planned.
Like, everyone's going fucking buck mad. It was crazy. But fair play to him. It is fun. I mean, he literally honey-dicked two pretty big rap fans for a couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty, like, there's
so much... But
they
don't find out he's from that program, People Just Do Nothing or whatever
it's
called.
Is he from that?
Apparently. Jeopardy G or whatever.
We should watch more of that, actually. We haven't really watched it fully.
Jeopardy G. Bastard. Bastard.
But you know, like, these days there's so many of those, like, stupid prank videos and stuff. Mm. That was really well done to be, like, a total, like, trickster kind of video. Like, that was
Do you know what's actually happened, though? I watched the full version of it, which is, like, I bet you there was plenty of people who knew, like, oh, it was a piss take because he was on as another person. So the two characters were on, I think, this is what I took from it anyway, there's two guys on, like, rapping and talking shit, and then he goes away almost. Yeah, the character he plays is MC Quakes, but then he plays this character, another character called Roadman Shaq. So the guy's literally there in, like, a t-shirt and a hat, and then he goes out and comes back in the coat and all, he's all deadly serious. Like, that's what happens in the real Fire in the Booth video. So it's almost like he comes in as a different character.
So did Charlie Sloth know then?
Yeah.
Had to.
Because he would have had them on as a guest. But, like, they've had, like, you know, like, corrupt FM takeovers and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is the fake fucking thing from that show. But,
funny, though. What a big video.
Crazy. Like, this is a spin-off video, and it's got, like, 400,000 hits.
But the thing is, there's so much shit rap out that people did actually believe that that was a guy rapping like that.
Hundo.
Like, that's the funniest thing. Like, a lot of people went, no, this is legitimately how people sound now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is the thing.
Which is bad.
It's wrapped up in such bullshit that it just blends right in. Shit Migos. I mean, like, the Migos are just... But they... I don't know. Your man is able to just parody that so well, because that's what people do. They just... I was saying last week, it's like the really bad word association. They just skim from one thing to the... You know what I mean? Driving a Ferrari, red, lipstick, eating apples, keep your teeth white. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
It just jumps to the next vaguely related thing. It's crap. You know rap, Maureen. You know rap.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he doesn't know rap. Like, so that's a sad time for me. What, what do we do this week? Nothing. I was just depressed. But what do we do this week? Can you remember anything?
Drank
on Friday. Did we drink before that?
Tuesday.
What did we do then?
Went to the pub and then came back here and you stayed up all night.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reaction video me and Begley watched. It's like guy... It's reaction to John Zoo, the famous Northern Irish rapper. And there's a guy, like, reacting to his raps, which are probably pretty shocking if you haven't heard them before. But, so we drank all night. I felt like... I didn't feel great, Maureen. But then you had to suffer that, and then you got me back at the weekend.
How did I get you back?
Oh, evil eyes. I'm only joking. It's just a turn of phrase.
I was fine. I was, like, a happy hungover person, and then you just took on all the hungover qualities. Because you weren't getting attention, so...
I was so bored. I was so bored out of my mind. But I just didn't want to drink on Saturday night because I was already hungover from Friday. And
because you're old as fuck as well.
I think I made a good decision to not drink. Sometimes I get... You know when you're in, like, a stinking mood and you're like, I don't want to drink because I'll probably be a nasty bastard right now?
Yeah, no one should ever drink if they're in a bad mood.
Nah.
Like, it accelerates whatever you're already feeling.
I love drinking when you feel like you're going to have a good time.
See, I did feel like I was going to have a good time because there is... These days, there's rare occasions that all four sisters are together.
Yep.
And mommy and daddy... And everyone, just different few family ones. So we're all together.
Say my mommy and daddy.
Why?
Because it's weird to be like mommy, daddy.
Well, I didn't say mummy, daddy.
You did. You sound like a crazy...
All right, shut up.
Crazy old heck woman. Mum and daddy!
I didn't say it like that.
That's the way you talk.
All right, old man, you can't drink anymore.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you're no fun.
One night off from being class crack.
No,
fuck's sake.
Never.
Fuck.
Anyway, I was having a good time.
Yeah. No, I just wasn't feeling it at all. So, I just went home, and then you were having a hangover day, and then I was like a little puppy going, why will no one play with me?
Yeah.
I'm a nightmare, really, aren't I?
Yeah, pretty much.
All that in the middle of really turning our lives around in the gym.
Kind of. Not that day.
No. We've been twice, but, you know, how are you feeling the gym's coming on for you, Maureen?
Good, I like it. We just go when there's no one there, which is great, too.
Yeah, well, you don't want to see anyone. No, not when you wear what I wear to work out in.
What's that?
Small papoose over my nuts and dick. And nipple tape for chafing.
And a cape.
And a couple of leather forearm guards. Like a... like
shin guards?
I basically wear a couple of toe rings. sort of rollerblade knee pads. Rollerblades. Do you ever lift weights on rollerblades? Talk about a workout.
Talk about engaging a core.
Talk about full body functional strength.
Do a deadlift with roller skates.
That should be a video. That should be like a Buy the Blender video. You want to learn how to fight? Do it in roller skates. I mean, that's essentially what ice hockey is. Like, they're wearing, you know, roller skates for the ice. And they fight each other while they're on, like, slippery floors. Is there a worse sport?
I think it's a very good sport.
Yeah, it is a good sport. Engage cores all over the place. Do you want me to type into Google sexy ice hockey player?
Sure.
And see what comes up. Sexy ice hockey. You know, it's probably like, it is just naked women.
No, there you go.
Do you ever see when they do like the American football thing, but they do it with women? And it's like lingerie football. And it's like full contact American football, but they're wearing pants. And you're like, you know, I don't care much about sexism, but just play women's American football.
Yeah.
Why have you to be in your pants? And it's not like...
Well, it's not for the women to watch, it's for men, so...
Of course it is.
That's a problem.
Trailing the dicks off themselves.
See, that is funny, actually, that you've Googled sexy ice hockey player and just models who aren't ice hockey players.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold a
it's
stick
It's like a
here.
Halloween costume version of it.
Or what about that dude there?
Okay, there's one dude, but I don't know.
That's the glove he has to hold, wear to grab his massive
I feel like he's
dick.
Not interested in women at all, so.
No, I think he's probably gay and is just hanging around the lockers going, do you want me to help you take those pads off? Man. I'm going to type man in after that. Let's talk about sexism and feminism more. I saw a video with Rose McGowan.
Mm-hmm.
And she was giving off about sexism in Hollywood. But I think it's probably just because she's old and stinking now and no one wants to hire her.
I seen a little bit of that. I didn't really watch that whole thing.
She's still hot. But
why? What was she saying?
She was saying, like, you know, she would get, like, scripts in or whatever for an audition and it would be, like, such and such walks in, you know, tight-fitting business dress, blah, blah, you know, or things like that. Just little bits that were, like, you know, such and such walk... must be wearing like blue denim jeans and a white top, preferably tight fitting cleavage, you know, what's the word, appreciated or something, not appreciated but you know what I mean,
yeah,
bit of cleavage. And she was like, there's none of that
for men.
And she goes, yeah, it's not that, no, that's normal. She goes, that's like, maybe that went through the hand of like a female casting person or whatever, and she just handed that on without thinking that's in any way abnormal. Yeah. She's saying, like, it doesn't say, like, the dude walks in perfectly tailored fucking suit pants, showing a bit of vein. Showing a bit of vein. Is that the ultimate is that the male version of, like, you can see nips through the top?
Is what?
The actual vein of your dick? Or is that too tight?
That, I mean, I feel like someone couldn't walk if your trousers are that tight. It's not going to work.
So what's the equivalent of the pointy nips?
For men?
Mm.
Probably, like...
Just a bit of fat nuts?
No, like, if you could, like, see pecs through a t-shirt.
Really? But that's not a sex organ.
I know, but, you know, that's
the
point. Do
you want to see, like, you know, someone's wearing those? But you see, if you're a dude and you're wearing trousers where you've got, like, you know, big visible dick and balls, you've worn trousers to be like, look at my dick and balls, which means you're probably weird. You know,
probably.
You're probably one of those weird, greasy European dudes who's wearing, like, you know, those shiny, silvery jeans, and he's yanked
even when
out.
They're like, don't need to be wearing trouser suits. Like,
yeah,
they're just wearing a GA top, trouser suit at the bottom.
Yeah, I like GA. It's my thing. Look at my fat cock. Look at my fat penis. Yeah.
No, that's just not the same. That would be more like threatening than anything if a man came in with just this really big, like, obvious
penis
bulge.
I told you about the dude. You might have seen him in Dubai. He was walking along. He was like this tall, sort of blonde. Men shouldn't be blonde. But he's like, walk along.
Men shouldn't be blonde.
Nah, don't be blonde. But they're like walking along and he's all like, like this. And he's wearing like white. They were like jeans, but they were like not denim. But you could definitely see.
It's like that stretchy denim.
Yeah,
like essentially like a legging.
You could see like his cock down one side. When you can see it through your trousers, it's not a penis. It's a cock. right? And then it's two. You could literally go like boop boop. There's your two nuts. One, two, and then you could see like a dark hue.
No, you could not.
I swear to God.
No,
but the guy.
How long were you looking at this man's crotch? Colin, that's too long.
Like this, walking along. Look, Jesus, look away. That's how long.
Have you seen pubes through jeans?
Like a dark hue. But he was wearing no. But he was definitely.
Shit.
He was definitely just like, you know, I'm a big Swede or something. Yeah, he had a big Swede down his knickers. It's my Swede and two radishes. It's my Swede and two. But he was definitely like, check out my penis. I have quite sizable penis for you. I will wear white jeans to accentuate the fat radishes and Swede. And he was just like, but like, they were so camel toeing that he had like dick down one side, balls down the other. Black hue from the pubes.
What if he took it out, but it's like completely 2D now because he just squished it down flat? It's actually that.
Or what if he's just done that so many years in a row that when he takes his pants down, his nuts stay on one leg and his dick stays in the other, and he gets a boner and it goes out his pocket.
And Colin had all these thoughts in apparently 2.5 seconds.
What are your thoughts on bendy dicks?
Who's he? Brandy dicks.
GAA player turned male porn star. There wasn't.
That's has happened. Yeah,
I've seen that video too.
Oh, so have I.
I've seen him actually take a load on the face.
Which is quite. It's not.
I don't I actually haven't seen his GAA football work.
I think we were just looking at the story. But
I've seen him.
You know, that's an actual thing. Yeah.
Take load in the mouth.
I mean, that's a little bit sad because he kind of had to do it for money.
You had to do it for money, but you know why? Because the GAA don't pay people because it's a fucking half-hour shit sport. Why don't you Americanize it a bit? Get a few sponsors in, give them some fucking money.
100%.
You know,
I agree.
Cheerleaders, phew, explosions of confetti. You know, parties in a hot tub, tits.
That's not sports anymore, I don't think.
Connor Key sent me a video, right? Did you see it?
Oh, what? No.
Maureen reacts to it. It's not gross. I mean, you've seen it all before. So, obviously some crazy Russians. She's pulling the wire off this guy. And then, let's get real soft. Let's get real soft in that mouth.
No, Colin, no.
Takes out her teeth.
No.
That cunt should be in jail. I swear, see if I go to media from Connor Key's videos.
Why is Connor Key's into such dirty things?
I don't know. Is it look... There's an arse. There's a fucking other thing. That's a woman beating the shit. But like...
No. No, thank you.
Do you know what I mean? It's like... Is it because he's got a ton of brothers and they're all just dirty bastards? Or are most people dirty bastards and I just don't get it? Or what's the crack?
I don't know. Men are gross a lot.
That's not by any stretch the worst video that he sent me.
It's not, but there's just something really grotesque about...
Spitting your teeth out?
Yeah.
I know. And
she basically retched them out though, I think was the worst part.
But I mean, there's a quote in Pulp Fiction and the woman's like, oh, I want the pot belly, you know, the wee French girl or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's weird that like what actually feels nice, I'm paraphrasing, she's like, what feels nice isn't what
is
supposed to look nice. So like a wee fat belly and a wee squishy body probably feels better than someone who's like ripped and whatever.
Ripped, yeah.
Same with the taking the teeth out and the blowjob. Do you know what I mean?
So you're like, that would
you're
feel
like,
amazing.
You're like, teeth definitely look better than no teeth. if someone's sucking your dick, you're like, we'll do like them teeth real quick. Svetlana, pop out teeth, please. Hold up.
I can just imagine you getting a Tinder profile call and all it says teeth definitely look better than no teeth, and that's it, only preference.
If you've got teeth that you can take out for a second,
ideal
call me.
Oh god.
Oh shit, that is gross.
Well, I know what you mean though. You say that all the time because you're
it's quite a stretch to go to the lengths of like, well, you know, my husband was gonna leave me until I decided to get this procedure. What'd you get? I just cranked my teeth out with a bottle opener. And now I've got a nice soft mouth. For dick suckings.
Ugh. No.
What's the male equivalent of doing that? what the dudes do to girls that there's some sort of obstruction in the way? Riding them with a penis? Could you not have a penis and just have a share-sized galaxy, please?
Yeah. Could you just be just better at everything?
What does that mean? See, I feel like we're bringing our personal lives into your business. You're bringing business into pleasure here, Maureen.
I feel like this is a complete mix of all those things, don't worry.
Here, pull your teeth out. Sometimes I'm like, is there room for me to be better at things?
I would say so, yeah.
Nah, I don't think so. What else do you want to talk about? Drinking. Oh, I got caught out an absolute cracker last week.
What?
A cracker. By the way, this podcast is going to be 60 minutes long and no longer. Begley was round to film something. Was it Begley or Aaron? It was Begley.
Mm-hmm.
Needed to film something with him. For Boost, there'll be new Boost videos out. I'm getting better and better at making these branded content things for people where I just kind of, instead of creating ideas and making them for them, I'm literally like, listen, I'll do whatever I want and then you pay me to do that. And they go, you're such an inspiration, Colin. So the door went and this guy was at the door and he goes, oh, is this number, do you know where 74 is? And I went, no. And he goes, what number is this one? I went, 76. And he goes, ah, gotcha. I'm from the TV license.
Yeah.
He double dicked me. That must be what they do to get you to confirm what your house is.
They probably, that's,
we're 74, don't know. And what one's this? 76. Haha. Colin, is it? I presume.
Psych, I already know.
And he's like, your TV license? And I went, I knew this day was coming. Because I refused to pay it.
It's not even that, but we, for a long time, didn't even have a TV in our living room because our house was getting moved upside down and then we were away for a long time, actually, between different holidays. And we didn't even have a TV in our living room. Do you remember?
Yeah, but so it doesn't matter. But
they were like, I don't care. You should have paid it by now.
I think it's rude that they, like, the option should be, you don't get a TV signal if you don't pay it. That's like, you can be like, I don't pay this, you don't get a TV signal. And you go, no problem, because I pay for Netflix and I pay for all that other shit.
Yeah.
Which is actually worth paying for.
Also, it's only for the BBC,
yeah,
by the
but
way.
The choice is actually, yeah, because they're like, oh, well, there's BBC stuff on Netflix, so you still have to pay it. But you're like, why is it that price? Why is a TV license not $19.99?
They're going to have to change it somehow.
They're going to have to fucking change. Because, like,
there's no way, like, people wouldn't pay. Like, I don't know what is Netflix for a full year? What does that work out as? What is it, like, £7 a month or something?
7 times 12
is
seven,
what?
Blah, blah, 84. What is it?
Oh, I don't know.
God,
anyway,
Mads is terrible.
That's still cheaper than a TV license. You know, for a full, you know, whatever the X amount of shows.
I'm disturbed that I don't know what 7
You're really
times
12 good
is
at Mads too, so.
Is it 84? Hold on.
I'm not even going to try and figure it out. You got calculator.
Where's my fucking calculator?
Oh, for God's sake. This is why people should know how to do it in their head.
7
anyway,
times 12.
But it's a funny number.
I was right.
It's quite big.
84.
It's not like it is. It's not even like it's £150. You're like, that's a substantial amount for two.
To watch the fucking blame game? Yank both my tits into a cup and froth it up and make a fucking bappuccino, you fucking fruits.
And that's what you're
saying. Who do you pay for a fucking TV licenses? That's what I love to do. Not actually, just scare people in their sleep like that. Not shoot them.
Just make that noise.
Fuck the BBC. I mean, I've contributed to some of the absolute detritus.
Ooh, nice word.
I don't know the word. Absolute fucking dog diarrhea that they've put out. Welcome back to LOL. Do you want to watch this or do you want to headbutt Niels? You know, what do you want to do? Skydive onto a spike that goes through your eye? Or do you want to watch Late License?
I know. Oh.
Here's 15 minutes of sketches. If you could even call them that, they'd barely link together.
Well, anyway.
Maureen.
It's expensive.
Diarrhea.
But they're going to have to change it somehow because.
Do you want to watch Late License or do you want to take a baby's dirty nappy and put it over your eyes like a fucking sleeping mask and tape it and just watch shit for it?
Watch actual shit.
What do you want to do? Do you want to watch Late License or do you want to go to a sewage process plant and we put on some goggles and put her head under the river of shite and see him?
Is that what's saying?
Here, BBC, pop your teeth out and suck my dick.
piece of shit. I just refuse to pay. I don't like the fact that they're like, you can't see the way they just decide, like, hey, it's illegal not to have one. And you're like, oh, I don't watch TV. And they're like, but you're in a house. As I was about to say, I own a house there. Don't. They're like, you're in a house now. So you may watch a device in this house. So, oh, you got to pay it. It's like, yeah. It's like a
late. Oh, you've got a laptop, you've got a phone.
You could literally be like, everything. I'm an ISIS. I have guns up the stairs that are unregistered. The car's not insured. None of these people are coming around.
No.
But this TV license, man, is like up your asshole. Oh, for a TV license. Oh, yeah. Yeah, just one second. I just need to go down through the basement full of Romanian slaves that I have. Back in a second. Oh, here's your £150. By the way, I don't know who he was, but don't have the cheek to come to the door and ask for a TV license when your breath smells like fucking... like shit. Like an asshole at a cock of a tramp.
Oh.
Pop your teeth out. That's my new thing now. It's gonna tell people to pop your teeth out, suck my balls. Anyway, do you want to move on to some questions? Because we're only 25 minutes left, and because we're on a time thing today, aren't we? Limit, I believe they're called. Let's move on to some questions. I just did Snapchat questions. Follow me on Snapchat at Colin Geddes. Do you want to follow it on Snapchat, Maureen?
I don't really do much. No.
Yeah, Maureen does nothing. Let me see. I did a right load of funny Snapchats last night, didn't I?
I should just start my Snapchat just to be the behind the scenes of you.
Why not?
Do all the stupid things you do, I'll just video it.
Maureen, I feel like this is a very one-way relationship where you get to sit like a little Roman emperor in a fucking, in a balcony and just do the thumbs down, thumbs up thing.
Yeah.
And judge me, and then I go, but master, what do you do? And you go, nothing but judge. Pop my teeth back in. Bye-bye. Maureen, I'm class, and you just can't see it. But here, let me see. Do you want to see a picture of a naked asshole?
Oh, no. Oh, Colin. Why did it have to be hairy?
You deserve that. Tips on how to cope with English lads at uni. This is from Joel Hegarty, who are equivalent of walking, talking lad Bible. The problem with English people is who needs them, is the thing, you know?
It's hard when other people's, like, crack is not up to your standard.
No, but I think what those lads probably have is, like, artificial crack.
Yeah.
Where they're all just like, yeah, fucking, poking in each other's mouths and taking cat and whatnot.
Yeah, we're mad. Like, you're
that's
mad.
The thing that I encountered the other week. Aaron told me about lads who wear a necklace with a spoon on it so that they can take cat. And it's almost like a... you know, it's like they're wearing it. Like, yeah, I'm a sesh monkey. I'm up for the sesh, bro. I've got a cat. I've got a spoon that I take cat or coke with.
Cool guys.
Hey. Don't be doing that. Don't do that.
So what would you do if you were like in uni with
like it's basically just going like, look how much of a scumbag I am, bro. Spread the news, guys. What'd you say there? What would I do? Mm-hmm. I would just tell them you're in the RA and be like, here, lads, shut the fuck up or I'll nail bomb your fucking room when you're asleep. No, I wouldn't say that. I would just be like, I don't know. How would I deal with them? Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to know. I wouldn't be friends with an English person.
Ooh.
No, I'm joking. I'm gigging in London on the 30th of November, guys, so come see. Okay, I would just... Is there any other Irish lads there? No. I don't know. Just slag them to death. A lot of people are too stupid to realise you're slagging them right to their face.
That's even more fun then, isn't it?
Did Frank not tell us there was like a Dutch thing that you can slag people? No? Or did I dream that?
I have no idea.
Like, there's a thing where you can sort of make fun of people to their face, but they're too stupid to know. Anyway. Tips on how to cope. Same question. Does the guy Chris still do short versions of the podcast? Says Jamie. Also, with being a fan of Pig, did you get worried when swine flu was about? Chris, I don't know if he still does that. I don't think he does. He probably does versions of other podcasts.
Because he moved away.
He moved... What? No, I think he always moved away. You're thinking of the art guy. Chris lives in Scotland all the time, I think. But they weren't short versions. They were more just like little funny montage song things almost, but they were very funny. Worst flight you've been on? EasyJet to London for me. The worst flight I've ever been on was a London flight too, but it was Flybe, which is like literally being in a fucking just biscuit tin. But the turbulence was insane. Turbulence.
I've never had bad turbulence ever.
Most planes you're in, they go through a few wobbles.
Yeah,
but
you
like,
have wobbly planes. Like,
I've only ever been in one, which was that Flybe one, where it was fucking like falling out of the sky. It was just going like, oof. People were coming out of their seats and on. The girls in front of us were crying. They were on a Hindu. And they're like, we are going to fucking... No, that was a different flight. I thought the Scottish Hindu were... But that was obviously from Glasgow.
Yeah, that would make sense.
We are going to Belfast for a fucking... For a fucking Hindu.
Where he's going?
Benedict's.
Oh, cool. Where are you staying?
Benedict's.
Do you want to see any other bits of Belfast?
No. I took my teeth out. That's me fucking going to Benedict's now. Sucking, cocking, drinking, fucking... Come.
fuck.
That is such a thick voice you have on there.
It's good. It's good. That's literally an impression of a woman who used to work with my ma, who would phone our house.
Is your ma there?
That's the way she thought.
Get your ma on the phone, you bastard. Is that calling? Get your ma, you cunt. I'm a social worker.
No joke.
Get your ma on the phone, you wee bastard.
I love a good Scottish accent.
She was hot though. Only joking. She looked like Hagrid.
Well, you know who Hagrid is. Come on, well done.
Yeah, I don't live in a cave.
Yeah, okay.
Does he?
No.
Yeah, the London flight was pretty scat. Although long flights anywhere drive me mental. You know, just... In fact, you know, it was a pretty hairy flight. The one in Vietnam where they were like... Hello there, welcome to fucking Jetstar. My name's fucking Davey fucking Renter Pilot, and he's like, we just got a hold of these fleet of planes yesterday, so this is the first flight it's had. And I was like, well, of course, that's where all the noises come from. So the thing was like,
yeah,
squirting through the air, and he couldn't steer it or anything, and as he was landing, it was all over the place.
I missed all that, I was asleep.
Yeah, you were
asleep. As soon as I sat down. Snoring.
Explain why Aaron McCann looks like a toenail, Jamie Murr. He got his toenail off the other day, which is funny. You should mention that. But yeah, he's disgusting. Aaron's just one of those unfortunate 40-year-old, 20-year-olds.
What?
What do you think about flat earthers? And that's from Jizza. I can't really make a comment because I haven't done enough research into being able to prove why the world is round. Do you know?
The world is round.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ask any, just everyday person, no one can really prove it there and then, but...
Yeah, I mean, if you get into the science of it...
There's enough science there to believe that it's definitely spherical.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There was one guy, it was so like, what's the word? I don't know. But like, he was like, oh yeah, the world's, he goes, how does the water stay on the earth if like, you know, with gravity and stuff? Because if the world was flat, then the water will sit on it. And he poured water on a plate and then he had a ball and he goes, but like, if the world was round, he poured water on it, he goes, all the water would just fall off because it's a ball. And then you're like, listen, cockface, the reason it has gravity is because it's round.
Is that why?
And it's spinning in circles, and you know, I don't know.
Is it like one of the things, but if you have a bucket of water and you put it in a circle, it's going
to
stay in the bucket?
I like the way he was trying to say that, like, that type of gravity exists in all of space. So if it was on a circle, it would just all the water would fall into space.
Then where does it go? You know.
Yeah, I know. Pop your teeth out, but. Two common octopuses versus 25 plat. I'm not reading that. How many 20p mix-ups can you shove up your bum? Simon Leckie sent me a video one time, and it was
God.
I think we can do better than that. And it was a girl, like, and about 16 pool balls fell out of her arse, like, ka-dunk, 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 and they all went in the hole, impressive. And then it cut back to this guy, and he goes, I think we can do better than that. And then the next girl, what looked like 8 family boxes of Haribo, just shot out of her arsehole, just like the biggest fistful of Haribo you can get, just plopped out of her butt.
No.
Yes, what a waste.
Why do people make these things or watch them? Why?
I don't know.
Explain to me why.
What do you think of feminists?
What do you think of feminists, Ward?
You've got a cunt. Sorry, that was a funny thing to do. You've got a nice blurt. Go ahead and talk about women for a second.
But what do you mean, what do I think of feminists? There's feminists in there. What's wrong with that?
My only problem with feminism is it seems to be down to the person, whatever they decide feminism is. You know?
Maybe to a degree, but...
Yeah, no, totally correct.
But
in fact,
people just get it wrong.
Well, there you go.
All it is the equality. It's the equality thing. It's not... more you, for women, it's like actually just equal.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah, which, by the way, nobody wants. But, like, you know, it's kind of like, but you could be that. So you'd be like, you're a feminist because that's what you believe. You believe that women are equal and blah blah. You're a feminist, but then also is the shaved head, fucking crazy bitch who's like, I'm getting abortions because it's my fucking right.
But that's extremists in any scenario are always feminists.
But that's what I'm saying.
There are extreme feminists like that, but they give the whole thing a bad name, which it shouldn't have.
Call it a vagina, please.
Yeah.
The whole thing. I just don't like anyone that have strong beliefs. Have you ever had slow cooked lamb cheek tapas? I had it every night on holidays last week. Let me tell you, it's boner inducing. Mark Keane.
Oh.
Can I have the lamb cheek tapas?
Where's your cheek tapas?
Lamb cheek. As soon as we choose all day. Then you rip then you rip its teeth out and eat it.
Get your teeth out.
Yeah. Just pop your teeth out there, sheep.
I mean, tapas, anything's great. Yeah. Anything in small dishes that you can have loads of other things with.
Totally, totally.
Is great. Even it's the only way you should eat.
If you don't like mushrooms, for example, get a stuffed mushroom tapas and you'd be like, look at this dainty dish. I love it. I love it.
What's her name?
You little tasty dish.
A little dainty dish.
Dainty dish. Could you please do a Buy the Blender about people banging on about Christmas when it's only Halloween?
It's not even Halloween.
Christmas blend. Yeah, well, that's a good video to do. Yeah, people do get out of hand.
I went into a shop yesterday and it's all Christmas stuff.
What was the shop? The Christmas shop?
No, it's one of those big like home shop things and all Christmas stuff. Which makes me very glad I don't work in retail anymore because basically from the end of September it's Christmas.
Yeah, that's your Christmas season.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Best Joe Rogan podcast to listen to other than your own. Sorry, I read that wrong. Best podcast to listen to other than your own and Joe Rogan's.
Oh.
That'll do you. That'll do you probably, wouldn't it?
Fighter and the Kid.
Fighter and the Kid, Your Mom's House. And there was a list of Northern Irish podcasts put out the other week.
Is there many Northern Irish podcasts?
Seemingly, there's some.
They're not all comedy, obviously. They're probably different.
They're different stuff. Let me see if I can find this motherfucking list here real quick. It was on something called, the vlog was called Pod and Ulster. For God and Ulster, which I'm pretty sure is on like a UVF type thing. Wait a minute. Yeah, so I made a page where you can see all the podcasts for handiness. So, let me tell you what ones you got here. Slugger O'Toole. Won't Stay Dead. That's probably like a fucking zombie-based one. You tired, Maureen? General Banter Podcast. Bang in the middle there. There's one called I Dead On. Banter Flicks.
Boy Time Podcast with Shane Todd and Dave Elliott. Garbage Thoughts with three people there. I can't really read that right. Fellowship Podcast. Film and Faith. That sounds like a barrel of banter. That's pretty much this one. Filth and Faith.
Filth and Faith.
Pop exactly. Your teeth out and read the Bible. So I'm going to do it. If you got into comedy... I just broke my pen. I'm so strong. That's those three gems. It's those three gems paying off.
Do you remember the time you broke a pencil like that and I couldn't stop laughing? Just like snap it in one hand.
That's a bit stronger, that one.
Oh.
Oh, still ooh, at it. Still snap. At it. Let's not get too sexy with our shows of strength right here. There's a piece of plastic in my finger. Right.
All bics, beware.
Mother bickers. If you never got into comedy, where would you be or what would you like to be doing? Matthew. My name's Colin, but... what would I like to be doing? I mean, just making videos, probably.
Can you imagine doing anything else?
I do about 9 things.
I know, but like, if you weren't doing something like creative like this, imagine you in like, in quotations, normal job.
This is a normal job.
It's not really. Like, you don't have it's to leave the house not, every day. You don't have to.
It's normal for me.
You don't have to like put in like a certain amount of hours. You don't have to like figure out. How many days left of your holiday? You don't work for someone else, and you don't work shifts, and you don't work selling. You know. Imagine you had a job like that. You wouldn't survive. You'd be homeless. You would just refuse to do it.
I know.
I know. Is that it?
Yeah. That's a good thing.
So in all universes, you would always be doing this.
I would be a butcher.
Oh.
Name a job and I'll tell you if I'll be good at it or not.
Surgeon.
World class. Next.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Do a thing a couple of times. Brilliant at it.
You don't like looking at broken bones?
Hey, you would get used to it, but you know what I mean? Like, give me, like a body. Bodies are just bodies. They don't change that much. It's not like new models of cars coming out all the time. It's like just bodies. Unless you get the odd fucked up one where it's glued to its twin or something. You have to saw it off at the arse. Is there much new material you'll be debuting at the Ulster Hall? I'll probably not be debuting any material at the Munster Mall, the Ulster Hall. But there will be stuff, plenty of it, that won't be in general circulation. So I might have a full show worked out with new material at like Glasgow and fucking thing. And I might do another wee sneaker in there somewhere. But the show will be slightly more themed and... It'll not be like a club set or anything. Anyway, it'll be a best gig overseas, so who gives a shit? Pop your teeth out. Noticed your first video on your channel was a stop motion. What was that like and why did you stop? Did you not watch the video? Saw that video. What was it like? No, I just did that in uni as one of my wee practice things. But because I like doing it, but what are you going to do? Like... You know, you can't. It's hard to make stop motion comedy, isn't it? I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, true. Took a long time, didn't it?
Just like, I tried it and it's done, so who cares? I actually like that rotoscopy type thing where you would have all the pictures and you would, every frame you would draw over it and it changed all the time and it was class. You know? Animator, could do that too. Not really a question, but watch Dave Chappelle killing them softly the other night near Shit My Knickers. Was laughing that hard. It's one of the best specials of all times. So there you go. Amazing. Do you know how long it took me to teach this monkey how to suck my dick without peeling it? See that pause? See that pause where he goes without peeling it? I remember one of the first times I heard that, I nearly shat. Because it's just one of those little like extra beats yeah. Where you think he's... Suck my dick and everyone's already laughing. It goes, without peeling it. So funny. Podcast question. What do you think of Keith Lemon as a comedian? Listen to your podcast, Operating a Crane, Rebuilding a Crusher in Australia. And it's the one you're talking about, Jimmy Savile documentary you watch. Pissing myself, laughing, trying to operate this crane. The blokes I'm working with don't know what's going on. Ha ha, fucking hell, mate, you can't. I realise they were two separate things now. So he's operating a crusher.
Wow.
Who isn't, mate?
Could you do that?
Eh?
Could you do that?
Give me half an hour.
Give you half an hour?
Pop my teeth out. Crush. I am a crusher of audiences. Only joking. And furniture. And anything that snaps under my weights.
And anything that's special to you?
Podcast question. What do you think of Keith Lemon as a comedian? I think they should let him do whatever he wants, because those sketch shows and like Bo Selecta were fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
for like sure. That one where he played the Kardashians, like even that sketch show, the
and
Keith
that's
Dan a fairly
newer
show.
One, yeah, and it was really brilliant. Funny.
It was really yeah. funny. Like
he's amazing at that. Like he's so good at that.
Yeah, that's the sort of stuff he should be doing. Celebrity Juice is so just
it's been on for so long.
Read out, like
yeah. But you can imagine that's a really good job for him. You know, he's probably like. Oh, yeah. Everyone wants this. The TV company still wants it. The audience still, like,
it's
why
renewable
because
you just get new people on all the
yeah, why
time.
Would you not keep doing it, obviously? But
if you had to choose between global success and stand-up or sacrifice success, but that would mean a successful makeup career or whatever she would class as success for Maureen, what would you choose? We talked about this yesterday, mm-hmm. didn't we? I would just choose my global success.
Yeah, because we figured out that if you like say the podcast was globally successful, you can do that anywhere, anytime. I have to actually be there and do a lot of work to do what, if that makes sense. I don't mean that I wouldn't do work, but I just mean it takes a lot more effort to do what I do. That sounds bad as well. How do I explain this without sounding bad?
You're not as just naturally gifted as me.
That's what it is.
No, but you've.
I just mean like yours is way more like movable. You can do it anywhere, anytime.
You actually
whenever
have to do makeup on people.
I actually have to physically be there to do it, and you can only do X amount of people, etc. My equipment costs quite a lot, whereas something like this, a podcast or a comedy, there's very little outgoings, and you can kind of travel with it and do it everyone.
Yeah.
So it would probably be a bit more fun for both of us if.
Yeah.
You were the successful.
The words Maureen said were. Chocolate jacuzzi, wasn't it?
That's a good idea though. What is that? I'll have it please.
What time will you be arriving at the Hatfield? Yeah, it's freshers time, isn't it?
Yeah,
all the freshers on the sesh, guys.
My
with
sister's
your fucking
right down last night.
Your cat spoons and your fucking sort your lives out. Do you remember back in the day where you had the stamina to just drink all night and not be a wee fruit who needs pills?
And also,
oh, I'm on pills, mate.
No
are
one
you?
Had any even
have
internet
a
in their house.
Coffee, you gimp.
We never had internet in our student houses.
No.
So there's none of this like looking up YouTube. It was whatever the 12 songs you had on your like mini iPod.
Sony Ericsson.
Do you know what I mean?
Scooter!
When you had the speakers, you had to like set your iPod in it and everything. Like, that's.
Yeah, and it was always
was
fucked up, and someone would jam your iPod or iPod down because it had the 12 pin fucking thing.
Yeah.
Crush
yeah,
it
and
all
they
up.
Had to put like. Packet of old cigarettes in the back of it to push it so it stood upright and everything. It was really not that loud. Yeah.
And you would be like, fuck, I've only like 3% battery left this. The party's over. You know? And then you're trying to make a sausage omelette 5 in the morning.
Correct.
But more than that, it's all pills and they're all like, it's like Breaking Bad, but in a fucking Holy Land's house. You know?
Yeah, like they're all like grown-ups now.
Susan Boyle in The Shitter or a blowjob from Bruce Forsyth? You can't have both.
He's dead, so.
Oh, like banging her up the arse? Okay. Well, I feel sick. I don't want to answer that. Favourite Irish or British comedians and why the preference for American comedians? Because the system in America is better. They come up, they work in clubs, they go on the road, they do a special, they start again. And every year or so they put out new hours. It's a better system. British comedians go get it 20 minutes, get on fucking 8 out of 10 cats, go to the fringe, sell out a fucking show that's bollocks, take that on the road, and then try and do it again in regional fucking theatre. It's shit.
Yeah, it's not like fresh and updated, is it?
No. And it's just a bit gentler. I don't know. Everyone that's a regular in Laveries should be on the level of famous British comedians because they're actually funny, but you don't get those gritty. You don't get like real comedians on TV
because it doesn't.
It's all like Sarah Milga, I farted out a period or something, and you're like,
Colin.
Funny. I did a fart and a tampon come out me anus, and my husband was like, "Fuck me, I don't want that for me dinner, pet," or something. I'm wearing a curtain.
That's a good impression.
I know.
Imagine that was your voice.
That's all our jokes. Oh, fucking barf. I had so many
disgusting lines in my head there I didn't want to say because you'd probably judge me. Right, favourite Irish or British comedians? Del Moran?
Yeah, I would say. He's probably my favourite.
And even at that, I'm like, whatever.
But again, he hasn't done new stuff in ages, so that's the problem, isn't it?
How do Aquafresh get the stripes in the toothpaste?
It's all actually one big, like, long, flat pancake, and then they just roll them up.
History.
And then they chop it up, and then they put it in the tube.
That's probably not far from the tube. Yeah. Bulk. They're probably of no use whatsoever.
It'd be really nice to work in a toothpaste factory, wouldn't it?
Are you trying to get me a real job? What do you think about this is from Alex McGovern. What do you think about some South America budget airlines who say they're going to remove plane seats to make flights even more budget? Would you fly standing in order to pay less?
You would love that.
I would prefer to stand. My ideal would be like, you know, like at the window of a subway, they've got like a little bench and a seat.
Subway, like the sandwich shop?
Yeah. The only shop came to mind with a front on it. I haven't eaten one in about 9 years, but set it like that, just, and you can have a little desk in front of you. You can put your arse on a seat if you're tired. You can stand up. I would take it, now, within reason. Do you know, you're not going to get on a fucking 8-hour flight.
Yeah, but they're, yeah, like the tiny,
like if you flew to London or something and you could just fucking sit on a wee stool and a wee desk or.
Yeah, but then that's still a stool. Like, that still takes up more room than putting seats in, then, probably.
Yeah, I would stand. As long as it wasn't, like, a crazy flight. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think I'd like it, because I like to sleep on all my flights, so.
I know. I like to sleep on flights, but I'm usually too scared to do so. Dick-sized nipples or nipple-sized dick? Dick summer nips. Dick summer nips.
Yeah.
Favourite podcast other than your own? Joe Rogan's. E.g. Joe Rogan.
Good question.
Probably just because the guests are good, you know?
Yeah, I mean, his guests are amazing, so you can't really beat that, can you?
If you had one thing to change in your life, what would it be and why?
That's very deep, isn't it? That's a good question.
Change one thing? I think I would just be like, way more selfish.
Would you? What do you mean?
Just one of those like real cunt people that just like just care about himself and just smash three things and be like, fuck you die, don't care.
Like a gangster?
Like Tony Soprano. Do you know what I mean? Someone disagrees with you and you smash their head off a radiator and have no remorse for it whatsoever.
That's your dream?
I wish it was a bit more selfish.
It's so funny that that's your dream.
What would you change? But that's not the question. The question wasn't your dream.
If you could change one thing about yourself, that's what it was.
What would you change about me?
About you?
Yeah.
That you would stop throwing pens at walls?
Nah. Hurry up, with 3 minutes.
I don't know. The list is so long, but.
Next week we'll play that game that they do in that celebrity couples thing.
Yeah, we should do, actually.
Yeah.
It's a good show, that.
The list is so long. Ask me what I change about you, Maureen.
What?
Nothing. Okay.
That's untrue. You change probably loads of things.
Yeah, your fucking clothes the odd time. Smelly butt. No, I'm joking. I just said that.
That's what I would change. You do so many things to try and get a reaction that you caught. Like, you could probably call us my
argument. If we leave here at 11:30?
I don't know. No. Why? That's only for you going to jiu-jitsu, you know?
Yeah, I'll not go then. Enjoyed you talking about conspiracy theories. Would you ever have a themed episode around this sort of stuff? Maybe Halloween or something? Halloween's not a fucking conspiracy, is it? No, there's too many conspiracy things. I probably wouldn't do it. What's your favourite Buy the Blender video from back in the day? I don't really have a favourite. I like that one that I made in the hotel room that time. The workout video. I liked it. I also can't remember most of those Buy the Blender videos, so strange.
That's funny,
person.
Isn't it?
What's the largest animal you could sell it to up to a lamppost? Giraffe. Walk it right up there. Around its neck a couple of times.
That'd be pretty easy, actually, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a gift. elephant. You're like, eat this apple, puts its thing up, tape its face to the wall.
Just go up to an elephant, eat this apple.
With your nose. When will Mike Litteris be coming back in the podcast? So many questions here. That's pretty much it. Hi, Colin. Quick one. What are your podcasts called on iTunes? Can only seem to find the really old ones. It's called the General Banter Podcast.
It's on all those things, isn't it? Like iTunes.
iTunes.
I should get it on Spotify. Here's the problem. You pay to host on all those things. So I need to find a way for all you nice people to give me loads of money so that I can put it everywhere. And internet. So that's about it. We have to get out of here, or not maybe, but I'm certainly sick of talking. How about you, Maureen?
I'm feeling fine.
Feeling fine? Cool. We'll get out of here anyway. Let's hear this guy reacting to John Z.
By request, by one of these, I'm sorry, I legit forgot your name, dude. I apologize for that. But these are one of the rappers from his country, and he actually raps about some real stuff, and it's pretty good. So this dude's name is June Zhu, born in Belfast. That's a song, and this is the official video, so let's do it. Here we go, Apino, you already know the deal. Take a peek. This might be in like a different language. Hopefully the subtitles.
I was born in Belfast in the late 80s. My dad got out of jail, married my mom, made babies. We were frugal, eating Ulster fries and baked titties. Steak and kidney pies and glazed gravy. I was a praised baby, but saying that, I haven't been praised lately. You know why? Cause I was born in Belfast. Hear the shotgun shell blast.
Ooh.
And your soul's going to hell fast. You try to jump, but you fell fast.
Whoa, before I continue, whoa, dude, he went hard, he was here, and then he really went 0 to 100 real quick.
Dude,
thanks for the quest, bro, seriously.
Can this be my ringtone?
He went hard, dude.
Right, that's the worst end of a podcast ever. I'm going to get out of here, buy a ticket to Ulster Hall. There's three left. And
you sent that to me? You got to buy one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. No,
buy one, you
this.
Just wouldn't go. Buy a ticket to Ulster Hall. Get a London ticket, museumofcomedy.com or something. Keep your eye for the Glasgow ticks. Follow me on Snapchat. Follow Maureen on Snapchat for photos of me.
Buy some beer. 52 times.
Beer 52. Buy some beer. All that shit. Right here, Maureen. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I'll record it. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Save on quality sofas, sectionals, top brand mattresses, and more during Haverty's President's Day sale. Find the style of furniture you've been looking for at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.